Great to see you again, Funka-san.
Yes, good to see you too. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Yeah? Caught no cold?
No, I'm good. I actually, I'm just really tired.
Why?
Too much work.
Too much work,
too
that's
good. Too much drinking, too much everything. Too much of...
You've been traveling around?
Yeah, within Japan, I've been going around to other prefectures.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I've just had a really hard time saying no to work and saying no to friends.
Okay.
I'm tiring myself out. But anyways, that's okay.
You gotta learn how to say no.
I gotta learn how to say no.
Yeah. I'm really good at that.
You are?
Yeah, I say too much no's though.
You say...
I gotta learn how to say yes.
Okay, so maybe we should combine our personalities and split it up. Because right now
that'd be
I
perfect.
Need... Yes, right. I need to learn how to say more no's. Yes.
Ah. Well, you know, this time, I'd like to talk about Japanese people.
Okay.
Well, that's very, very wide.
A broad topic.
Yeah, that's right. But I just remembered that my American friend, when he came to Japan, he met many people here. And something he said was interesting. He said that, why do Japanese people always ask me about my blood type?
Oh, yes, that's very typical.
Yeah, and I didn't notice that. But in our normal conversation, blood type topics appear a lot, right?
Yeah.
And
it's a very common topic.
It's a way of sort of trying to know somebody, I guess.
Categorize, label,
you
know?
And he was curious that people ask him about such a personal matter.
Oh.
And he didn't know that that topic could be interesting to anyone. You know, it's just a question and answer, and that's it, right?
Yeah. I never thought of it as a personal topic because it's so normal, so common. It's just like, hey, yeah, how are you today? What type are you? I mean, it's not that common.
Right,
but,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
But this may be new to some of the listeners who are listening to us from abroad.
Yes, I think so.
And we're obsessed about talking about blood types.
Yes, we are.
We,
as a Japanese person.
People.
Okay.
Yeah, and there are four blood types, right? A, B, O, and AB. And
then there's the B plus and the minus and all the other little,
if you go into the details,
but I don't know about the scientific stuff.
That becomes
stuff.
Very difficult.
There's the four main categories.
Four main characters. And we categorize personalities into each blood type.
Yeah.
So what's the popular image about A?
The popular image of A is someone that's very very responsible.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. And organized,
responsible,
maybe a bit rigid, tidy,
fits in a box. I don't know how to explain it, but it's always, perfectionist, maybe? No, maybe not, that's not a good word, but
something like that,
Something like that,
and
then, you can kind of imagine.
Maybe B is sort of the opposite of A?
Yes.
So B is I have an image that the popular image is talkative.
Talkative, goes with the flow. You can't, kind of goes with the flow, no?
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Selfish is popular image, I think.
Selfish, yeah, goes with the flow. No, that doesn't go. Yeah, what else is there?
Maybe original. And then...
Confident.
Confident, yes. Confident.
Yes.
And O is...
blood type of O is...
Popular image would be outgoing, friendly. Easygoing.
O, what else is there? It's... O is the best one to be.
It's
is the impression I get.
Best one to have as a friend.
As a friend. all round, good person, you know? Oh, what else is there? I don't know. What else is the feature of O?
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then AB is maybe the opposite of O. A bit difficult. mm-hmm. unique, twisted. I don't know.
Maybe, yeah.
So that's the popular image.
Yes.
In Japan, yes. right? And that can't be true because you can't fit four people mm-hmm. in four types.
Mm-hmm. There should be way more. But we do categorize people.
Yeah, yeah. And we sort of think that we can know a bit about that person mm-hmm. by categorizing
yeah.
them into four blood types. Mm-hmm. And I have a feeling that while we're talking,
yeah.
you're B, right?
yeah.
yeah.
That's why I was just like, yeah, go with the flow kind of person. But uh-huh, I don't want to say I'm selfish. I know I am.
Yeah, yes, I am.
Yeah. But
you were a bit defensive when we were talking about B.
Yeah. yes. Because B doesn't... So when you like rank these four, of course, there's no rank in the yeah. blood type. But yeah. people always are like, oh, you're B. Oh, you know, it's like probably one of the... Not the good ones to be.
Really?
I don't know. I get that impression.
Uh-huh.
I feel like when you say you're O... You know, everyone's like, oh, yeah, that's what I thought. Oh, yeah, cool. You know, it's like, okay. And then A is A, and it's like good because they kind of like are the leader type of figure.
Yeah.
And then AB is just there. And then B is like, oh, B's you're B. Just there.
yeah, know? But it's uncomfortable to be an A.
You're A.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because you're expected to obey the rules.
Yeah.
You're expected to be tidy mm-hmm. and organized. Mm-hmm. And, even if you're not, mm-hmm. you know, you have to live up to the expectation.
Yeah.
The expectation is very high.
For A's,
regarding
yeah.
Regarding A.
I think it is. And when you told me you're A,
yeah.
I was just thinking, no, you're not. you're not all those categories that we just listed up.
yeah, so it's uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. To have to live up to, yeah, being yeah. the A blood
yeah,
type.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because do you even feel you are? Or you don't even believe in this whole, like, blood type personality thing?
I have little belief in this categorization.
mm-hmm.
I have more belief in something else.
Okay.
We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
and also another popular categorization is where you're from in mm-hmm. Japan. The mm-hmm. the place you're from.
Oh,
people okay. like to label you according to the place you're from in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the characteristic of people from certain areas, mm-hmm. like Osaka.
Yeah.
You gotta be funny.
Funny, yeah, that's a typical you know? One. I don't know other ones, though.
Kyushu. man from Kyushu.
Mm-hmm.
I thought to be like manly or macho.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Decisive.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Dominant.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
and Akita.
Akita, yeah.
Beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Pale and beautiful.
Oh, true. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. You're right.
You're expected to be beautiful.
You're right. Those are very typical.
Yeah, very typical. Mm-hmm. And then what else?
What's Tokyo?
Tokyo.
There's just too many different types of people. There's no label.
That's true. But if you're originally from Tokyo,
mm-hmm.
you may be considered to be sophisticated.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
And then, if you're from Nagoya, do you have a typical image of Nagoya?
No, I only have the tebasaki image.
Tebasaki, that's chicken wing, right?
Chicken wing, yeah. What's Nagoya?
So you're expected to like chicken wings?
yeah.
Probably. Yeah, but characteristic-wise, Nagoya has a reputation of people being a bit stingy.
Oh, okay.
From Nagoya.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
What, they're called kechi?
Kechi.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't want
just
to
just a popular yeah. image.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, popular.
Yeah.
Image.
And Kyoto.
Mm-hmm.
From Kyoto, if you're from Kyoto, you're thought to be like double-tongued.
Okay.
You know, saying one thing and thinking another thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've never heard of that.
A bit
though.
Difficult.
Mm-hmm. What about Okinawa?
Okinawa?
Is there an image?
Yes. I almost said that, but I did, maybe. Friendly, maybe.
Friendly, yeah, mellow. Yeah. Like,
and,
yeah.
And like singing all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably it.
I think like probably other countries probably have similar, you know, if you're from, because like even in yeah. the States, it's like you're from the West Coast or you're from the East Coast, and that mm-hmm. makes like a little bit of a
West Coast a bit laid back.
Yeah, exactly.
And then
the East Coast is more like uptight, kind of. Uh-huh. I don't know. That's uh-huh. just like maybe that's wrong, but
right.
I think probably other countries have.
How about Alaska?
Alaska cold. I have no cold. Idea. Cold people. No, I don't know.
Like salmon.
What's like salmon?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's probably similar for other countries.
Yeah. So there's pressure mm-hmm. to be certain type in Japan.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah. And so I'm from Osaka.
Oh, okay. Oh.
And I'm A.
Oh.
So I have pressure to be both organized and rigid and also be funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
That's very difficult.
Yeah. The funny part fits you, of course. But the organized and rigid, I'm not sure. I don't know. But yeah, so you don't feel like you can live up to that? Or you don't like the pressure?
I don't like the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it fits all the people.
Mm-hmm.
Of course not, mm-hmm. you know. I don't think that you can know someone more by putting them a label
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess one thing, though, that maybe more trustworthy
mm-hmm.
is your position in mm-hmm. your sibling position.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're the older sibling mm-hmm. or the younger mm-hmm. sibling. Or
the only child.
That maybe has a bit of a relation to who you become. What kind of characteristic you yeah. have.
I definitely think so.
Yeah.
Because, so like, basically the birth order is obviously... Mm-hmm.
Birth order.
Birth order.
Yeah.
It's not... It's important. The order is important, but mm-hmm. it's because of the way your parents treat you at that time.
Right,
because if you're the first one, you're probably taken very good care of and looked after 24/7. And then mm-hmm. if you're like the second or the third, you know, they get more used to it. So they just become like a little bit more lazy watching the kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
have to kind of just like be able to do things on your own if uh-huh. you're like the middle or the second. And
right.
So I think that...
Yeah, and you right. have the older sibling.
Mm-hmm.
To look as a role model.
As a role model, yeah.
Right? So I can sort of guess that you're the younger sibling.
Yes. Yes, I'm the younger sibling. You are the older.
I am the older one.
You are the older one, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Because, yeah, so there's like the typical traits.
Yeah? What are they? So how many different types? Also, the older one and the younger one.
The older one, younger one. The firstborn, the lastborn, and then there's the middle.
Oh, okay.
Or, you know, however, you know. And then there's the only child, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what are the characteristics?
I'm going to read it because I just looked it up. So there's, for the firstborn, there's mm-hmm. like typical characteristics are perfectionist, achiever, leader, bossy, responsible, motivated, controlling, cautious, reliable. So it has both good and bad.
That's true.
Yeah, because it's like, you don't want to be bossy, but being reliable is good.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And then there's the middleborn that's adaptable, independent, go-between, can be rebellious, feels left out, peacemaker, social.
Oh.
Ah, peacemaker.
I see.
And then the lastborn is being social, charming, outgoing.
Wow.
Fun. Of course, I didn't read any of the negative ones.
What are the negative ones? Read the negative ones.
Wait, so there's manipulative.
Manipulative.
Seeks attention.
Uh-huh.
Self-centered.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
I can understand that, yeah.
And then there's the only child. There's the characteristics of being confident, responsible, perfectionist, center of attention.
Wow. I see.
Nature of their age, seek approval, sensitive, leader. So I guess, yeah.
Well, then it's sort of similar to the older sibling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Probably because, yeah, basically, like, you know, we were saying before, parents look after them, like, mm-hmm. all the time, and they have all the attention they need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think this is, like, a universal kind of characteristic, just because, you know.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I don't know, but the blood type thing might be universal, too, but I think it's more, this is more reliable, like, the siblings and the birth order.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I can see, because my younger brother...
Mm-hmm.
Actually, though, my younger brother does not fit that.
Really? What is he like?
He's responsible, organized. He's more like the older one.
Oh, okay. So that's your fault then.
I guess so.
You needed to be the better, bigger brother, but he didn't.
I guess so.
Are you guys close?
No.
Okay.
Close
meaning are you?
Two years.
Do you keep in touch? Like, are you guys close? Do you like?
No, we don't keep in touch. We're not in a bad relation. Mm-hmm. It's just that we don't talk to each other that much.
Okay. What about when you were younger? Were you guys close? Did you guys hang out
a lot?
I mean,
we're 2 years apart, so okay. We go to the same school.
Yeah.
Hang out a lot. Mm-hmm. Until maybe like we were 12 mm-hmm. and 10. Mm-hmm. And then we became sort of like enemies.
Really?
Not like enemies, but yeah.
Oh, it was mm-hmm. opposite for me. So I have a sister that's 4 years older.
Yeah.
And all I can remember was fighting with her or like... Or like me taking her candy and she gets in trouble and I'd be like...
Bad younger sister.
Yes, bad younger sister. But so we always had... You know, I just always have an image of us fighting. But then once we graduated college, mm-hmm. we became closer. Mm. I think because we had more time away from each other.
Yeah.
So... You know, when we do see each other, we would talk about a lot of things. And, like, till this day, like, we're really close.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like when I have, like, some, you know, thing I want to, like, talk about, I would talk to her about it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we have a good relationship.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Because I can't imagine myself talking...
To your brother.
To my brother, solo.
Really?
Oh, no.
You should try, maybe. Make that...
No, that'd be very embarrassing.
Why?
Not embarrassing, but, yeah, I don't
uncomfortable?
Think yeah.
But you need to break the ice.
I don't think we can continue the conversation. I mean, I would be talking constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And he would be saying, yes, no, yes, no.
Oh, he's not really a talker?
He's not really a talker.
Really? You don't know. Maybe he's changed.
Actually, I do hear from his friends that mm-hmm. he's very talkative in front of his friends.
Oh, okay.
Just in front of me, he doesn't talk a lot.
Have you ever gone out drinking with your younger brother?
Maybe... Once.
Besides going to family funerals when you like have to, you know, get together with the family and...
He went to college in England.
Oh, okay.
And while I was in college, I visited him once.
Oh, okay.
And we went to a pub.
Uh-huh.
And that was probably the only time that we talked together and went drinking mm-hmm. together alone.
But you went to visit him though, right?
I went to visit him.
Okay.
Yeah. And he was very nice to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's very nice to me all the time.
We're
a bit shy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, then, that's something...
I keep asking him many questions all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I flood him with questions.
Oh, so he's probably like, oh,
I'm
shut
afraid
up,
of
you're
silence.
Annoying. Oh, I see.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have two very different personalities, but if you worked it out, it's like, mm-hmm. that would be awesome. Like, I mean, because family is like, you know, everything, I think.
Yeah, so that's true.
Reach out. Reach out and... Mm-hmm. communicate.
Hopefully. Someday.
This has become like your therapy session.
That's
like
true.
You and your brother reuniting. But
that's
I'm sure,
true.
Yeah. You like you can only gain from it, I think, if you were to get in touch with your brother again
mm-hmm.
and go out drinking and talk to him.
Yes.
You'd be like, the next episode, you're probably going to be like, yo, you were right. We had so much fun and we both grew up. And you don't think that would happen?
No, I think that would happen.
Okay.
Yeah, if we do that.
Yeah, do it.
We need someone else, though.
I'll join you.
You should be there.
You
should be there in the middle, and then you talk, and
I'll
and
connect
we'll,
you guys.
Yeah, nod and say yes and no.
Mm-hmm. That would be interesting.
Yeah.
Wait, so he's in Tokyo?
No, he's in Kobe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So next time he's in Tokyo.
Yeah.
Have him contact me,
mm-hmm.
and I'll set up the dinner.
Have him contact you first.
Yes,
and then,
yes. No, because then if he contacts you, you'll just be like, yeah, and then you just let
true.
It go. So
that's
have
true.
Him contact me.
That's true.
And then we will set up a nomikai.
All right, we'll do that. We'll
but,
do that. I have a feeling that you'll be talking all the time.
I'll probably be drunk.
Because
my tolerance has really gone lower.
And
so.
Ours is maybe... 100 times weaker than yours.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, both of us added together.
No. So we're going to talk about personalities, that which went into a different direction.
Uh-huh.
But so in Japan, there's like a lot of.
So if you you know, if someone is listening to us abroad,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and if you take a tour around mm-hmm. Japan and people mm-hmm. ask you about blood types,
yeah.
please do not be surprised.
Yeah.
They're just trying to know you better.
Mm-hmm. Or get to try to figure out what kind of person you are, what genre you fit into.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's then true. Maybe if you can switch the topic of the conversation to the position in your family or sibling, you know, birth position.
Yeah.
Then maybe that would be more interesting.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
It's interesting, you know, like you were just saying, your friend told you and made you notice. But mm-hmm. It's like, people in Japan don't notice that because it's such a normal part of the conversation.
Yeah.
But yes, so next time, please. Or I bet you some of the listeners don't even know if they're A, B, or O, or
That's
A,
true.
B.
Yes, many of my American friends didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. So it would be interesting for you, everybody, to look it up and figure out if it really fits them or not.
Yeah.
Okay, and we're running out of time now, so can I introduce some of the emails that we got?
Sure.
So there's one, Dear Fumika-san, Shinohara-san, yes, I have listened to all the episodes. If you publish transcriptions of your program, they will be very good materials for studying English. So this is from Toshi, and he mailed us last time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we were saying, did you really listen to all the episodes? So he's saying, yes, I listened to it. He said he went to your December 15th show. And
wow,
yeah,
nice.
I felt, and he thought it was an English rakugo show, but he says, I felt a little bit strange because the hall was packed with Japanese and realized it was a regular Japanese rakugo show.
Mm.
However, I really enjoyed your performance. Your second story was hilarious, and I hope your master liked it too. So he went to the one that your master went to.
Yep.
And he's saying that I'm going to see Shinohara-san this month in Shinjuku.
Great. That's my monthly
your monthly
live show.
One, yes. And yeah. I will go to your English Rakugo in Fukagawa. I'm looking forward to meeting both of you in April. Yes.
Great. I'm glad that he liked my second story.
Oh, okay, your second story.
It was a special story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A very erotic story.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe you can tell about us next time. Tell us, yeah. But so thank you, Toshi. And as he mentioned, I'm just going to give the details of your English Rakugo Shinohara-san's... so it says English Rakugo in Fukagawa.
Yep.
It's on the 18th of April, yep. Thursday, and it's at the Fukagawa Edo Museum, the small theater. And the doors open from 7, and it starts at 7:30. So if you're interested, there's still tickets available.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So look online.
yes.
Well. Get the details online. It's Shinohara English Rakugo in Fukagawa 7. This is the seventh time. Yes.
Yeah.
So that is the details.
Look online.
Yes. Look online. Look up Shinoharu.
Very
English.
Younger sibling.
Yes. And we actually have another email. And this is also from another Sean, who has recently emailed us.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying that after the Liquor Gate story that we introduced on this show, he went on to YouTube and saw a lot of different rakugokas performing it.
Wow.
Is there rakugo...
Probably in Japanese.
Performing on YouTube. Oh, okay. He watched it.
Yep.
And he says, it made me think of the film Some Like Hot, starring Marilyn Monroe. Are you familiar with that movie?
No. Are you?
No. So we need to look that up. Yes.
Yeah.
So thank you for your email.
Really? Marilyn Monroe?
Marilyn Monroe, yep. And the Liquor Gate.
Wow. Wow, I gotta check that out.
Seems to connect.
Uh-huh.
So everyone has a different perspective.
Yeah.
Yes. So if any of you have any other comments or requests or anything, please email us at rakugo@tfm.co.jp. That's rakugo@tfm.co.jp.
Yep. So this is all that we have for February.
Yes.
looking forward to seeing you again in March.
Yep.
And looking forward to seeing you live in April.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Next time you can maybe introduce a story.
Oh, yeah,
I will.
Yeah. All right. Well, see you again. This is Shinoharu and
Fumika.
Thank you.
Bye.